You're listening to SBS News.
For almost 2 months, Lebanon has been in limbo without an executive government. Widespread anti-government protests, first calling for an end to corruption, then for an overhaul of Lebanon's entire political system, forced former Prime Minister Saad Hariri to resign in October. Now his replacement has been announced. Hossein Diab, a little-known engineering professor who once served as Lebanon's education minister in a Hezbollah cabinet, will be the country's next prime minister. He says restoring normality and halting Lebanon's rapid economic decline will be his top priority.
Our efforts should be focused on stopping the collapse, to restore confidence, to protect national unity through strengthening the converging bridges between all the Lebanese, to protect our territories and our national wealth in the land and the sea.
The first protests began on October the 17th in Beirut after the government announced attacks on the free messaging service WhatsApp, which many Lebanese rely on due to the high price of mobile phone plans around the country. The government quickly withdrew the proposed tax in a bid to appease the protesters, but the anti-government movement had already caught fire and protests still continue today. Protesters' focus quickly moved to ending systemic government corruption before demanding an overthrow of the entire political system established at the close of Lebanon's civil war in 1990. Usually deeply divided along religious and sectarian lines, Lebanese people have been mostly united during the movement, making the protests all the more powerful. Speaking for the first time since President Michel Aoun made the announcement, Mr. Diab tried to connect with the hundreds of thousands of protesters.
For 64 days, I listened to your voices that were expressing the chronic pain and anger due to the status that we have reached, and especially the widespread of corruption. And I was feeling that your uprising represents me, as it represents all those who wish to have a real state in Lebanon, a state of justice and law that is imposed on all.
But critics fear he will be able to do little to restore calm to the country. Rules established after Lebanon's civil war dictate the role of prime minister must be filled by a Sunni Muslim, while the president and speaker must be a Maronite Christian and Shiite Muslim, respectively. Mr. Diab is a Sunni Muslim, but he does not have the support of any Sunni or Christian blocs. Instead, he enters government with the backing of contentious Shiite bloc Hezbollah, a group many fear are already growing more powerful during this period of unrest. Responding to the news, protesters were largely unhappy, worrying a Hezbollah-backed president would make securing international aid even more difficult.
I can see the country going to collapse with such a government. We will not have the support of the Arabs, Europe and America. No one will deal with it. The economic situation is miserable, and this government will be a confrontation one, and the country will collapse.
Today the country is on the verge of collapse, and today we need someone that has a strong vision on where to take the country. And definitely not to just name any Sunni guy, just because we have to name a Sunni guy.
Abandoning the sectarian system of government was another one of the protesters' key demands, with many calling for a technocratic government where politicians are chosen due to their expertise rather than their religious allegiance. Former Prime Minister Hariri, who was expected to be re-selected, stepped aside on Wednesday after it became clear other parties were not going to do just that. His deputy at the Future Movement bloc, Salim Al-Jizr, said the party would not participate in Lebanon's next government.
You all know that our bloc suggested to form a technocrat government, but it seems that this suggestion was not acceptable to many, so we informed the president that the bloc will not nominate anyone for prime minister.
Lebanon's Progressive Socialist Party also vowed to withdraw from government, instead nominating a former International Court of Justice judge. While its candidate was unsuccessful, PSP's leader Timur Jamblat said he would still like to see Mr. Diab form a new government urgently.
We have one wish, and I think it's everyone's wish, that the government will be formed as soon as possible to handle the economic and social crisis in the country. And I repeat, as soon as possible, because Lebanese people are dying of hunger in the streets and have lost trust in all politicians, including us.
With other blocs pulling out, the majority of Mr. Diab's new government will probably be made up of Hezbollah members and their supporters. Claudia Farhat, SBS News.